Now, as you probably know, on Tuesday mornings here on Verulam in the Morning, we've been talking about saving the planet for the last, probably about 10, 12 weeks now, in the run-up to COP26, the climate change conference in Glasgow. Joining us this morning is a trustee of Sustainable St Albans, Dan Fletcher. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Nick. Hi, nice to be here.
Now, we're going to talk about having climate change conversations, aren't we, particularly in the office. Why is it important to have conversations about climate change?
It's important to have conversations in general about climate change, just because it's such a big issue that affects so many people, and it's not something that we can really keep to ourselves because it's something that affects everybody. But I think for me, the conversations with our friends is something that's not always easy, but is more doable, and with family. But when it comes to our work lives, we often compartmentalize, and we take on a sort of a different way of dealing with things when we get to work, and we can sometimes shut off the things that we believe or that we take as important issues when we get to work. But it's really important not to do that, particularly because through your interactions at work, you're actually able to have a wider influence and a broader influence than you will be able to at home or with your friends. And it's not just interacting with your colleagues and helping them to think about things differently and respond to the climate crisis in their own lives, but it's also the spin-off in how you may be able to change how your employer tackles the climate crisis as an organisation, and obviously that then has a much broader impact than you could ever have at a domestic level.
Right. So climate conversations at work may not just take place naturally, right? Unless you happen to have got stuck on the M25 waiting for another motorway closure to clear, and you're sort of moaning about it when you get into the office. So how does one kind of get to that, having a conversation with colleagues about a topic that might not come up in normal work conversation?
Sure. And I think that is it. That is the challenge for all of us, to make those conversations real. I suppose the other challenge that comes with it is also making sure that those conversations aren't sort of negative conversations where you're acting as a sort of the climate warrior and telling people that they're not doing the things that they should be doing and sort of turning them off in some ways to how they might respond positively to the climate crisis. So for me, there are two things. One is actually sort of walking the talk and doing things differently as a result of how you want to respond and tackle the climate crisis. So if you didn't drive to work, for example, but if you chose to come by public transport or chose to cycle or walk, then that's something which may come up in conversation just as you arrive. You talk about your journey and you maybe don't need to talk about why you're doing that. You just talk about the fact that you're doing something a little bit different, a little bit out of the normal. Or it might be around the food that you eat at lunchtime. If you share lunch lunchtime with other people, you may choose not to eat meat or to have less meat or to choose to wrap your food in non-plastic products, for example, or there are a range of things that you could do that are a little bit out of the normal way that life has been for the last 50 or 60 years, where we've been sort of at the mercy of the fossil fuel industry and all the products that they produce, which haven't helped our climate one bit. And just by acting differently, that enables you to start a conversation when people ask you why you're doing that, or when you can just talk naturally about the things that you're doing. So I suppose that there's one way to have a conversation. The other way is to be talking about getting colleagues to think about what your employer is doing in response to the climate crisis, and that there are various hooks which come with the news on that, not just the sort of the M25 house insulation issues at the moment, but even hooks around the paradox about fuel shortages that we have at the moment, and other issues which are happening in the news, even COP26 and the impact of COP26, yeah. and so you can link all of those into what should the business be doing about this? What do you think the firm should be doing? And get people to think and be more imaginative about what their employer should be doing, and that can be really helpful as well.
Now, it can be a little bit scary to get into a conversation about something where you might not have all the facts. How can you arm yourself with enough information to be persuasive? Because there will be people who feel, well, there's nothing I can do, or it's all China and their coal burning, and mm-hmm. so really we don't need to do anything, do we? How do you think you should go about being persuasive, perhaps getting ready for those kind of conversations?
So I guess as a trustee of Sustainable St Albans, I'd sort of jump initially to encourage people to check out our website, check out the blogs on there, and the resources section, which has a lot of information, more information than perhaps you'll ever need. So there is information, bite-sized information on the Sustainable St Albans website. That's just sustainablestalbans.org. That's one way to prepare yourself. The other thing is also the importance of being honest, not trying to be the complete expert on these issues. To recognise that actually, when it comes to dealing with the climate crisis, none of us are doing everything that we can do. That this is not a sort of holier than thou sort of I'm the expert. Do as I say sort of exercise. It's we're all in this together. We've all got lots that we can learn, acknowledging that you don't know the answer to something is actually a more real human way of interacting with somebody, and they're likely to take you more seriously than if you just get too preachy and just explain yeah. things to the nth degree. So yeah, there are resources out there, but don't worry about not knowing everything. It doesn't matter. You can find things out and point people in the direction of things when you do find them out.
Yeah, and there's always Google, isn't there? I mean, you can always have the sort of conversation, actually, I don't know. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with that. You'll learn something. The person you're talking to will too. So in your experience, Dan, has it got easier to have those kind of conversations? I mean, obviously, you've probably been trying to have them for longer than most of us have because of your interest and involvement in Sustainable St Albans. Has it got easier in the office to have those kind of conversations?
It's got a little bit easier, I think, just because certainly in the last year or so, people have been more aware of climate anomalies, I suppose. The floods and the fires in Europe this summer have shaken people up a bit, and the news around the climate crisis it is growing. It's there on our televisions. Whilst we've been subsumed by issues around COVID for obvious reasons for the last 18 months, 20 months. The climate crisis and those issues have also scaled up. So it's something that people are a little bit more aware of. I think as well, though, that in the corporate sector, businesses are taking their approach to climate more seriously. The ESG agenda, the environment, social and governance agenda, is something that more businesses are trying to ensure that they certainly tick all the boxes, but for some of them that they fundamentally review how they do things and why they do things, because they recognise that in order for them to be sustainable into the future, the climate crisis represents a major risk at a financial level as much as anything else. So they've got to change, and so their businesses are also starting to take the climate crisis more seriously and creating that opportunity to have those conversations with staff about that as well.
All right. So if you can, try and have a conversation about your concerns and what more could you or your work colleagues or indeed your company do about climate change. Exactly. And if you want to get a few more hints and tips, Dan's written a blog on the Sustainable St Albans website, which is sustainablestalbans.org. Dan, thank you very much for perhaps making us feel that little bit safer about starting conversations with people we may not know so well personally. And spreading the word and getting people thinking about what they could do. It's really important, isn't it?
It is. And thank you for the opportunity, Nick.
That's Dan Fletcher. Dan is a trustee at Sustainable St Albans. You can read his blog at sustainablestalbans.org.